If you have not seen Medina, you have seen nothing. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, whenever a Muslim travels to Medina al-Munawwara with the intention of visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the angels welcome him with gifts of mercy. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, performed Umrah and visited Medina in 2022, and a booklet was published regarding this. The booklet you are listening to, Pilgrimage to Mecca with the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, is a travelogue of his journey to the Holy Lands in 2023, which was prepared through various sources, for example videos. The writings of the Shaykh will be presented at the end too. If Allah Almighty wills, its listening will reflect the vivid memories of the blessed journey. May Allah Almighty grant us the same love for Mecca and Medina that the Honorable Shaykh has. And may he grant us the honor of performing Hajj and visiting Medina numerous times. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us the opportunity to travel to the sacred lands with our Shaykh every year. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Department of Weekly Booklets, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, Islamic Research Center. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Pilgrimage to Mecca with the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, December 2023. Dua of the son of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the 32-page booklet entitled Pilgrimage to Mecca with the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, allow him to visit Mecca and Medina multiple times, accept his Hajj, and admit him into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, all du'as are veiled unless they begin with the praise of Allah Almighty and the sending of salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whatever is asked for after this is accepted. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. From Mecca to Yemen, a pious man named Abdul Rahman or Abdul Rahim lived in Mecca. He was always engaged in the worship of Allah Almighty. The esteemed Tabi'i Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh loved him for the sake of Allah Almighty. The pious man intended to leave Mecca for Yemen, and when Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh was informed of this, he wrote a letter encouraging the righteous man to live in Mecca permanently. The letter spoke about the virtues of the blessed city in light of the Quran and Hadith. Here is a summarized part of the letter below. The letter of Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh wrote, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My brother, may Allah Almighty preserve you and protect you from every unfavorable thing, enable you to perform more good deeds, and unite us in paradise through His mercy. May Allah Almighty grant you a long life. I have come to know that you intend to travel from the sanctified land of Mecca to Yemen. By Allah Almighty, I was deeply saddened by this news. I was surprised at your way of thinking, for Allah Almighty blessed you with an opportunity to live in Mecca, but you have decided to leave, even though you should be thanking Allah Almighty for giving you a place to live in His holy land. My brother, you are in the greatest and noblest place on earth. And it is the land most beloved to Allah Almighty. Therefore, do not think about leaving. May Allah Almighty grant you and I the ability to perform good actions. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's departure for Umrah. Alhamdulillah, on Monday the 18th of Jumadul Ula 1445 AH, according to the 3rd of December 2023, the renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah, Haji Muhammad Imran and Haji Ali Raza Khan and his young son Hassan Raza Attari formed a small group and departed for Umrah. During the highly emotional and spiritual moments before they left, the Sheikh said, Haji Imran is the leader of this Madani Qafila. Alhamdulillah, I have made my intentions from Rafiqul Haramain for visiting Medina, and now we will make our way to the airport. Journey to the airport. As they were travelling to the airport for the flight from Dubai to Hijaz, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, closed his eyes and recited various lines of poetry, reciting the poetry of Sayyid Iqbal Azim. The journey to Medina is a joyous and spiritually invigorating occasion. Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, would close his eyes and recite poetry. This included poetry in praise of the Prophet composed by Sayyid Iqbal Azim. He was a renowned poet who was blind. The entire journey was spent in this uplifting manner. Dua of Attar. Just like last year's journey, the leader of Ahlus Sunnah made du'as asking to be granted the ability to perform tawaf without the need for a wheelchair, a dua which he continued to make from time to time throughout the journey. As they travelled to the airport, he said, O Allah Almighty, whenever I perform tawaf of your house, grant me the strength to do it by foot for your sake without the need of a wheelchair or support. Intention of Ihram. Like last year, the spiritual successor of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and his family were already in Hijaz before the Shaykh arrived. After resting and eating in Jeddah, the Shaykh wore the Ihram and applied fragrance before offering two cycles, i.e. rak'ah of Nafal Salah. Then everyone made an intention to perform Umrah, Zamzam, and the dua of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. After making the intention to perform Umrah, the Shaykh stood up in the hotel and faced the Qibla before drinking Zamzam water. Then he mentioned this hadith. The water of Zamzam is for whatever intention it is drunk. He then made the following dua. O Lord of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, have mercy on us and forgive us without accountability. Forgive my parents and family and everyone associated with Dawat-e-Islami. Forgive the entire Muslim Ummah. He cried as he left the room and made the following dua. O Lord of the universe, we are traveling towards the Haram. Shower your mercy upon us. O Allah Almighty, make the journey easy for us and accept it in your court. We ask you for nothing but mercy. Then, full of energy and passion, he recited some lines of poetry as he set off for the Haram. Entering the Haram, the incantation of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak, was uttered throughout the journey. When the car neared the boundaries of the Haram and its signs were seen from a distance, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, addressed the people that were with him, saying, "When we drive through the round arches on the road ahead, it means we have entered the haram. Insha'Allah, we will enter it soon. May Allah Almighty, through His mercy, grant us entry with faith and well-being. Ameen." As they entered the boundaries of the haram, the Honorable Shaykh recited this dua with the brothers around him. Allahumma ja'alli qararan warzuqni fiha rizqan halalan. O Allah Almighty, bestow peace upon me and grant me halal sustenance in it. Tawaf and Sa'i. The Shaykh shed tears and recited supplicatory lines of poetry whilst performing Tawaf and Sa'i. Halq or Taqseer. After completing Umrah, whilst having his head shaved on the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, 1445 AH, in accordance to the 4th of December 2023, Maulana Ilyas Attar al-Qadiri Damat Barakatum al-Aliya expressed gratitude with this dua. Alhamdulillah, it is through the mercy of Allah Almighty that I was able to perform tawaf and say by foot without the need of a wheelchair. We can never truly appreciate the favors of Allah Almighty. Note, there is more reward for the people who perform halq because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for their forgiveness 3 times. Nevertheless, those who perform qasr are also rewarded as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for their forgiveness once. Jannat al-Mu'ala. During his stay in Mecca, after completing Umrah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah visited many holy sites, including Jannat al-Mu'ala. Here is what he said regarding this cemetery. Alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful morning in Mecca, and we are present at the most well-known cemetery in the city, Jannat al-Mu'ala, formerly known as Al Hajun Cemetery. The mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Khatija radiallahu anha, the companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, many tabi'een and the generation after them and saints are buried here. O Allah Almighty, forgive us without accountability for their sake and enrich us with their spiritual blessings. Forgive the entire Muslim Ummah and make us true devotees of the Prophet, the companions, and the prophetic household. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Do not enter the domes and structures on the graves inside Jannat al-Mu'ala have been demolished and a pathway has been built on top of them. Therefore, stand outside the cemetery and present your salam like so. Assalamu alaykum ya ahlad diyari minal mu'mineen wal muslimeen wa inna insha Allah bikum lahiqoon. Nas'alullaha lana wa lakumul afiyah. O people of the graveyard, peace be upon you. We will be joining you soon, insha'Allah. We seek well-being from Allah Almighty for us and you. Masjid al-Jinn. Alhamdulillah, now we are in Masjid al-Jinn, which is located near Jannat al-Mu'ala. This is the historical masjid in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited the Quran after Fajr Salah, after which some of the jinn who were listening accepted Islam. The old jinn. Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh once saw an old jinn wearing an expensive robe who was offering salah in the direction of the Kaaba. After he finished praying, Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayh greeted the jinn and the jinn responded, "You are amazed at the robe I am wearing, which has been in my possession for 700 years. I was wearing it when I saw Prophet Isa alayhi salam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I am one of the jinn about whom Surat al-Jin was revealed. Masjid al-Raya. Alhamdulillah, we are now visiting Masjid al-Raya. It is located to the right of Masjid al-Jin. Allahu Akbar. Mercy is descending upon us. Araya is an Arabic word which means flag, referring to where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam planted a flag after the conquest of Makkah. Subhanallah. The place where du'as are accepted. The places the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam went to are places where du'as are accepted. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, du'as are accepted at all the places, mashahid, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was present. Mashahid is the plural of mashhad, which means place of attendance. Dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and a comprehensive dua in Masjid al-Raya. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah made a comprehensive dua in Masjid al-Raya. A comprehensive dua is one in which there are few words, but it is vast in meaning. Allahumma Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. O Allah, grant us goodness in this world and the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu reports that the most frequent invocation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was, Allahumma Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. The love of Raza. As he was traveling in the car, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, recited and explained this couplet written by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Alayh. اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھٹے سستے جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے. Explanation. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh is saying, O love, may I be sacrificed for you. What a great blessing you are. There is a burning fire within you that extinguishes the fire of hell. Masjid al-Khayf and 70 prophets alayhimus salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah. Now we are at a beautiful valley of Mina. We are witnessing the beautiful scenes of Mina's tents and Masjid al-Khayf, the masjid in which 70 prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam are buried. Assalamu alaykum ya anbiya Allah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. O Allah Almighty, give us the opportunity to perform Hajj for the sake of Mina, for the sake of Masjid al-Khayf and the noble prophets buried therein, and for the sake of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, allow us to visit these blessed locations during the days of Hajj. Forgive our parents and the entire Muslim Ummah. Grant the oppressed Muslims of Palestine help from the unseen. O Allah Almighty, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Amin bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The location of 70 prophets alayhimu salatu wa salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered salah there during the farewell Hajj. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, صلى في مسجد الخيف 70 نبيا. 70 prophets prayed in Masjid al-Khayf. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم also said, في مسجد الخيف قبر 70 نبيا. The graves of 70 prophets are in Masjid al-Khayf. The masjid has been expanded greatly and the tombs cannot be visited. Show the utmost respect when entering the masjid and present your salam to the prophets alayhi salatu was salam like so. Assalamu alaykum ya anbiya Allah wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then convey reward to them and make dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Introducing himself, as the brothers walked through the beautiful streets of Makkah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah shared this point. Sometimes anger starts with foolishness and ends with regret. I remember an incident when someone accidentally stepped on a famous man's foot, causing him to swear in anger. The man who accidentally stepped on his foot introduced himself, and it turned out that he was a man of status too. The man who reacted harshly said embarrassingly, "If you told me who you were, I would have controlled myself." The other man responded, "Why should I introduce myself? You already announced who you were with your disrespectful actions." Think before speaking. People cannot control themselves when they are angry, and they end up saying things they later regret. It is stated in a hadith, there is a gate of hell through which those people will enter whose anger subsides only after disobeying Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty grant us consideration for others and the ability to control our anger. Whenever we feel angry, we should control ourselves, lest it leads us to sin. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi states, "O person, you jump in anger, but be careful that it does not take you to hell." We seek refuge in Allah Almighty from the punishment of hell and the consequences of anger. May Allah Almighty grant us forbearance and the ability to forgive. For the sake of the pure breeze of Makkah, may He protect us from anger and make us a means of safety and comfort for others, and not a cause of difficulty. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Muzdalifa and the wish of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. The plain of Muzdalifa is a holy place because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was present there. Thus it came into contact with his blessed feet. The breeze of Muzdalifa must have blown through his blessed hair numerous times. If only I was not a human but a grain of sand in the plain of Muzdalifa instead. Masjid al-Ijaba. Now we are near Masjid al-Ijaba, the masjid in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered salah, a dua for the people of Palestine. The locations the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to are places where du'as are accepted. O Allah, forgive us and everyone associated with Dawat-e-Islami without accountability. Forgive the entire Ummah. O Allah Almighty, this is a place where du'as are accepted. Grant the oppressed Palestinians help from the unseen and have mercy upon them. O Allah Almighty, remove their difficulties. Forgive their martyrs without accountability and unite the survivors with their loved ones. Grant help to those who are injured. O Allah Almighty, grant a good recompense to those whose homes, shops, land and properties were destroyed. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The journey to Medina. As the journey to Medina started, we arrived at Maqam Sarif near Nawariya and visited the tomb of the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Ma'muna radiyallahu anha. This tomb is located outside the city of Makkah. The car stopped and Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, presented his salam and made dua. The tomb is in the middle of the road. People say attempts were made to demolish it for the construction of the road, but the machinery would topple over, and four walls were built around it. This is a miracle of our beloved mother. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Traveling to Medina, after performing Umrah and visiting many holy sites, the members of the Qafila shed tears of joy as they traveled to Medina and visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Departing from Medina, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah found it extremely difficult to leave Medina, and he wept bitterly when leaving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He hesitantly returned to the car and wept throughout the entire return journey, saying, Al-Wida ya Rasulallah. The company of a true devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a great blessing. The young Hassan Raza also understood the pain of departure and cried all the way to the airport. Even when Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya reached his home in Dubai, the pain of leaving his beloved was still fresh, and he could not hold back his tears. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Writings of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah. During his stay in the Holy Lands and during the return journey, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah wrote to some members of the Central Executive Committee and other responsible brothers of Dawat-e-Islami. Here are the writings of the great lover of Medina. If Allah Almighty grants you the ability, then shed tears in remembrance of Makkah and Medina. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Long live Dawat-e-Islami. Ameen. O Allah Almighty, whoever writes long live Dawat-e-Islami in their home, shop, office, car, etc., protect them in this world and the hereafter, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. A gift for Haji Imran, head of the Central Executive Committee. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi said, disobedience of Allah Almighty is the common cause of blessings being taken away. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A written gift for Haji Muhammad Ali, member of the Central Executive Committee. It is said that the companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu, would give Zamzam water to his guests and to whoever he fed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. There is benefit in forgiveness. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu anhu said, if Allah Almighty punishes a Muslim because of you, there is no goodness in it for you. Meaning, what will you lose by forgiving him? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Beneficial for the heart. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi said, I have not found anything more beneficial for the heart than remembering the righteous. A written gift for Abdul Wahhab Attari, member of the Central Executive Committee. It is my goal to talk as little as possible during our journey to Medina. Please respect this decision. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, at the time of writing, our plane has landed in Jeddah Airport. Salam is the greatest gift for me. The companion, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu states, no Muslim brother has given me a gift more beloved to me than salam. This is a written gift for Haji Muhammad Aslam, member of the Central Executive Committee from Khanpur. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. reduce grief and increase intellect. Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi states, whoever wears clean garments reduces his sorrows, and whoever applies fragrance increases his intelligence. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever remains patient whilst bearing poverty and difficulty in Medina, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment, or I will testify in his favor. A gift for Haji Muhammad Farooq Jilani, member of the Central Executive Committee. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A virtue of Makkah's heat. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever remains patient for a part of the day in the heat of Makkah, the fire of hell will become distant from him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A gift for Haji Baghdad Raza, member of the Central Executive Committee. Alhamdulillah, we are now traveling from Makkah to Medina. Excellence of the Sunnah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whosoever loved my Sunnah has loved me, and whosoever loved me will be with me in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A written gift for Al-Haj Sayyid Luqman Shah, member of the Central Executive Committee. Do not expose the faults of others. The second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, states, the one who does not search for faults in others has the ability to rectify his own shortcomings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A written gift for Haji Waqarul Madina. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.